Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
C-Trade News is reporting that the first official Carnival Corporation ship to be sold is the Costa Victoria. The ship, which entered service in 1996, is reportedly being sold to a shipyard in Genoa. Costa Cruises did not comment on the sale. And Royal Caribbean is replacing Venice with Ravenna for the 2021 med season. According to a letter sent out by the cruise line, the port is 2 hours south of Venice and cites increased concerns regarding the future of cruising in Venice, Italy, as the reason for the change. And we'll end on a happy story here. During a flight from London to Manila, two nurses from Carnival Breeze assisted in the birth of a woman who went into labor. At 37,000 feet, the flight crew on the Emirates airline asked for medical personnel for assistance, and the two Carnival employees stepped up to help out. The baby was born healthy and given the name Sky. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.